We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, October 31st, 2025. Today, two federal judges ruled that President Donald Trump's administration must continue funding SNAP. The two judges who made the rulings are U.S. District Judges Indira Talwani and John McConnell. Due to the prolonged U.S. government shutdown, SNAP benefits were set to stop tomorrow, affecting about 42 million beneficiaries who rely on them. The shutdown has now lasted for 30 days. Although SNAP benefits were not previously scheduled for disbursement tomorrow, SNAP recipients will still be able to use existing funds on their EBT cards regardless of the outcome. This means that unspent October EBT funds will roll over into November. In response to the potential failure to disperse SNAP benefits, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed an executive order that will direct $20 million in state funds to food banks. According to NPR, quote, a federal judge says the Trump administration has until no later than Monday to consider whether to pay at least partial SNAP food benefits to 42 million low-income people, end quote. This is an ongoing story that is subject to change. While millions of Americans are waiting to see how federal food assistance will be affected by the government shutdown, some here in Illinois are finding their own ways to support community health. Illini fans, we say we bleed orange and blue, but how about we make that blood count? Abbott and Big Ten are bringing an unconventional but important competition to schools in the conference. Whichever school can donate the most blood by December 5th will receive $1 million to advance student or community health. You can find a mobile blood drive from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow at Grange Grove, just before Illinois faces Rutgers. For more information on the impact of donating blood, WPGU News correspondent Sadie Parkinson spoke to Sam Phillips, a gymnast at the university with the sickle cell anemia antigen.
Giving blood helps a million different issues that someone might be going through. And so when I got that email that said I had the sickle cell antigen, I think it became just way more specific for me.
Sam's aunt, who was close with his father, passed away due to sickle cell before he was born. But blood donation has not only a personal impact, says Sam, but a social one as well.
Something like this can give back and help specific people that you would have never even thought of. And so, like,
if you're O positive about taking part, visit big10.org/abbott or text donate to 222-688. Those who donate in the mobile drive tomorrow will receive a $10 Espresso Royale gift card, but anyone anywhere in the country can still count their blood donation toward Illinois. From national competitions to national headlines, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, Hurricane Melissa, one of the strongest Atlantic storms on record, hit the Caribbean this week. At least 50 people were killed across Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, and experts predict the death toll to rise as rescue efforts continue. Next, Israel attacked the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, killing 104 Palestinians after Israel's defense minister accused Hamas of killing an IDF soldier. Hamas accused Israel of trying to threaten the ceasefire, claiming that they had, quote, no connection, end quote, to the attack. Hamas released the remains of two more hostages yesterday. In Sudan, the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces captured the city of El Fasher in Darfur after laying siege to it for 18 months. The RSF now controls all of Darfur's major cities, which experts warn could lead to a partition of the country. Sudan's civil war has killed over 100,000 people and displaced more than 14 million since April 2023. Lastly, King Charles announced yesterday that Prince Andrew will be stripped of his title and evicted from his residence at Royal Lodge due to his connections with Jeffrey Epstein. In campus sports, Illinois men's basketball opens Monday, November 3rd at State Farm Center against Jackson State. With six straight 20-win seasons since head coach Brad Underwood's appointment, the Illini look ready to take on a new season with an even higher ceiling. The matchup gives fans another look at the new rotation, including international bigs David Mirkovic and Zvonimir Ivicic, the two standouts from Illinois' 92-65 exhibition win over Illinois State. Orange Crush returns courtside, so arrive early and bring noise for the home opener. For tickets, times, and more information, visit fightingillini.com. In high school football, the first round of the IHSA playoffs kick off tomorrow afternoon as nearly a dozen schools across East Central Illinois enter the hunt for a state trophy this November. Champaign Centennial enters the postseason for the fourth time in 5 years, traveling up to Cook County to take on two-seeded Oak Forest at 1 p.m. In the other local 5A match, Mahomet Seymour hosts Marion in a 2 p.m. game as the Bulldogs enter the playoffs for the fifth straight year. In the 3A bracket, Illini Prairie Conference rivals Monticello, Tolano Unity, and St. Joseph Ogden all made the postseason together for the fifth straight year. Monticello, the runner-up in the 3A state final last season, looks to make a run back toward the state title in the 5-seed position this year as it hosts Paris High School at 2 p.m. After squeezing into the playoffs with a Week 9 win over Pontiac, St. Joseph Ogden travels south to face 3-seeded Benton at 2 p.m. On the other end of the 3A bracket, 3-seeded Tolano Unity faces Mount Carmel from Southern Illinois at 2 p.m. as Unity seeks out a potential playoff rematch against Monticello in the second round. Nearby 1A matchups include Villa Grove at Hardin-Calhoun for a 1:30 p.m. matchup, Ottawa Marquette at Gibson City Melvin Sibley at 1 p.m., and Nokomis at Tuscola at 3 p.m. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Sadie Parkinson, Zaina Qureshi, Elliot Casey, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.